Grunge, rock, indie.
It's all here.
This is BFBS Edge.
Hey, shady baby, I'm hot like the prodigal son. Pick up a tallini, mini, money, mow, and flower. You're the chosen one.
BFBS Edge, and that's the Mercury Award-winning Alt-J, who released their new album, Hard Drive Gold, this month. I'm Ginny, and recently I spoke to Gus Unger-Hamilton from the band about having kids, eating anchovies, and making music through a pandemic.
I think at first we thought it was going to be quite difficult because the first lockdown obviously came out of nowhere and no one had ever been through something like that before, but actually I think ultimately, because we didn't have a deadline for this album, we basically could take as long as we wanted making it. And in the end, I think it was quite beneficial for us to have these breaks from the studio because, you know, being in the studio can be a bit like being on a submarine. You can, you're stuck with the same people in a kind of like windowless, quite airless environment for weeks or months on end. And, you know, you can burn out quite quickly. But actually, thanks to, you know, us having to take these long breaks, it did mean that we kind of came through it all probably saner than we ever have done after making an album. And it meant that more songs got written ultimately. So in the end, I would say that the lockdowns were kind of a good thing for us.
So it kind of made you more creative as well, a bit more time to think?
Yeah, I think more time to think, exactly. I think it was just, you know, I think we took a year and a half to make this album, not an hour and a half, which is longer than we've ever taken before. And I think that that shows in the sense that I think it's a longer album and I think arguably a better album than we've ever made. And we're really happy with it. So, yeah.
Sleeplessly embracing butterflies and needles line my seamed up drawing in case I need it in my stomach or my heart chainmail hunger of the pine hunger of the pine. Sleeplessly embracing e ogni attento me l'intimo desiderarsi and so you finally use it bedding with me you see at night your heart wears night armor under all the pine
Forces Alternative Station.
BFBS Edge.
I'm Ginny Carlin, and we go back to Gus Unger Hamilton now from the band Alt-J to talk about his and the group's musical influences.
As a band, they're quite limited, really, because I think we all have quite different taste in music, so we didn't really get the band together because we all liked the same kind of thing. Personally, I listen to a lot of classical music, I listen to a lot of folk music, and also I kind of grew up as a teenager really into sort of like the indie guitar music of the time, sort of we're talking kind of mid-noughties, your Block Parties and your Strokes and bands like that.
Hmm.
But yeah, as a group, I think we mainly kind of hit it off as people when we were at university together. And now we found, luckily we had a big, big musical chemistry as well, that I think was a kind of a bit of a fusion of all of our different backgrounds and influences. You know, Tom, our drummer, was more into metal. Joe had grown up being schooled in kind of classic American songwriting by his dad, sort of, you know, James Taylor and people like that. And then I was more of a classical music kid. So that kind of like three-way explosion created Alt-J. And that's really what we always tap into when it comes to writing new songs, rather than, as I say, sort of outside inspiration from other artists.
It's really funny you say about like the 90s indie vibe that you're influenced by, because when I was listening to Hard Drive Gold, I could really hear Beck.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, nice influence, which is fantastic, you know.
Lovely. Yeah. Oh, that's cool. No one said that yet actually about Beck. That's interesting. I hadn't heard it myself, but I know what you mean now. Yeah.
I want to share your mouthful. I want to do all the things your lungs do so well. I'm gonna bed into you. Like a cat bats into a female. Turn you inside out and lick you like a crisp packet.
Cutting edge of f***ing good music. BFBS
Edge. Obviously, you've got a tour coming up in May. That must be really strange after the pandemic to think you're actually going to be let loose and seeing fans and performing live as well.
Yeah, I know. I mean, it's been so long. You know, we haven't done a proper tour since 2018. So it's going to be, you know, 4 years, and really, really excited. A bit nervous in the sense that I hope that people kind of, you know, feel comfortable coming back to gigs and stuff. That's still a bit of an unknown, I think, as coronavirus, you know, lingers on in everyone's lives. But basically at this point, I'll be happy to be back on stage, even just playing to like two men and a dog. So just really excited to be gigging again, really, at whatever capacity we're at. Yeah.
And what are the riders for Alt-J for when you go on tour? Have you got anything, any little gems and nuggets that you can let us in on?
Well, you know, historically it was very, very booze-based, which was fun for our, you know, for our 20s. No one can say that we did not enjoy our 20s. But on this next tour, me and Joe have both become parents in the last year. So our rider now is, you know, a microwave for sterilizing bottles and
12 hours sleep. Yeah.
Yeah, well, exactly. So it's become very baby-based now, the rider. But you know, there's still a few beers on there and. What else? We were very insistent about having anchovies on there for a while, like sort of like flush. not salted anchovies, kind of like the ones that you maybe get like in this sort of Italian deli, those kind of like lovely vinegary ones. I put them on the rider, then I stopped eating them, and then no one else ate them. But they stayed on for months, maybe even years.
Like a Caesar salad anchovy, that kind of thing.
That's maybe more like a kind of, the kind of like silvery white ones that you sort of get in a tub from the Italian deli, and you just can just eat them out of the tub, and they're just delicious.
Oh,
I want some right now.
Taking music to the edge. To the edge. BFBS Edge.
No space. L-shaped. Tetris. Tile seeking. Coming out of the woods, just was such a moment. Coming out.
Ginny Carlin, and if you've just joined us, I've been speaking to Gus Unger Hamilton from Alt J. Their new album, The Dream, is out this month, and Hard Drive Gold is the first single released.
It's a song that's kind of about a 15-year-old boy who becomes a kind of cryptocurrency millionaire overnight, or, you know, in a short period of time. It was written in 2021, last year, when, you know, Bitcoin and stuff was in the news a lot, and I think we just kind of, it's a bit of a kind of throwaway, tongue-in-cheek song that we enjoyed writing. We wrote pretty quickly, probably in an hour and a half, actually. and it just, you know, it was just a bit of fun. But it's kind of one of those songs that, you know, you should take with a pinch of salt, I suppose.
Do you dabble with the Bitcoin as well, Gus?
I don't really know. My brother's really into it. And I sort of, I know, every time I see him, he's either sort of really happy or really angry. So I figure I don't need any more emotional roller coasters to ride in my life.
Obviously, new album out in February. Do you get excited or do you get nervous when it comes time to release a new album?
I think there's always a bit of both, to be honest. But at this point, because the album's been finished since last summer, I think we're so keen for it to be released now and for everyone to hear it that I'm just excited, really. And, you know, you can't change anything at this point. And you also can't change people's opinions. So there's always good reviews and there's always bad reviews. I'm hoping that the good ones are going to outweigh the bad. But ultimately, you know, we're really, really proud of it. So I think in that sense, I'm just really excited for it to come out and for the world to hear it.
Gus, thank you for joining us. I think we've covered everything from Anchovies to the tour. Would you like to announce your single for us on BFBS Edge?
I would absolutely love to. This is Gus from Alt J on BFBS Edge, and this is our new single, Hard Drive Gold.
Give me the good, straight into my hard drive. Give me the good, straight into my hard drive, baby. Yeah, 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 yeah. I'm 15 in my garden skipping. My neighbor Sue is watching me from her window. Oh, mama, did you tell Sue I'm a million? Give me the gold, give me that fire, give me that gold,
give me that fire.
Crying on a stranger
Peeling mom's talk to Neil with the Audi. The next morning he shouts from his